So congratulations on being nominated, I guess, by a coworker. I think the criteria of the rock star is exemplary service and someone who is passionate and enjoys their job. Would you say that's an adequate description of yourself?
I don't know about adequate, but it's our customers that make my job easy and enjoyable. We have amazing customers. I have an amazing staff. And the owners here at Altamar, just, they make it a pleasure to come to work every day. So the combination of the three makes my job very easy.
Let's dissect the combination of that three in a little more detail, because everybody likes to work with nice people or have good owners to a business.
I just try to, you know, treat everybody the way I'd like to be treated, put a smile on everybody's face. Manners go a long way, and it's nice to see everybody smile and come back. So it's enjoyable with my customers. I see them every day.
And how long have you been in this role?
I have been here 6 months. It feels like a family here. It's very enjoyable here. So like I said, it makes my job extremely easy and enjoyable. And I'm honored that somebody actually thought that I go up and beyond, but I don't think I do. I just try to make everybody have a good day.
Some of your previous work experience has the same attitude to it?
Well, actually, I moved here 15 years ago, and prior to that, I lived in Vancouver, and I worked in the movie industry. I was, like I said, I've been gone for 15 years, and I went back there 4 years ago, and I was so glad to come back to Empire. You deal with a lot of different people every day, so you just keep a smile on your face and get through the day the best you can, and it's just, that's part of what I try to teach everybody else. Just get through your day with a smile on your face. Nothing's really that bad. Big city life is not for me.
So the various aspects of customer service, what do you particularly enjoy?
I just enjoy the everyday conversation with my customers that come in, my regulars. I have so many regulars that come in every day, and we share a little bit of their life. I share a little bit of mine, and we just smile and get through the day, and it's great to see the people. And then I notice when they don't come in for a couple days if something's wrong, or they notice when I was sick too, they asked about me, and it's just a nice overall feeling. It's like I said, it's like a family, and I get my regulars every day that come in, and they have coffee and we chat, and it's not even a job. I don't consider it a job, so I'm very lucky.
I think regulars tend to build on more regulars as well. And
absolutely, they do. We have we actually have two ladies that are leaving for Red Deer at the end of February, and we're kind of heartbroken about it. They're going to be well missed. They come in 3 times a week and do their lottery, and they're going to be well missed. We actually had an emotional moment today because they're leaving in 27 days. So, you know, you get to know everybody, and it's, like I said, it's not like a job. It's like coming to a gathering place, because everybody's social and everybody's friendly. I mean, you get your customers that are having bad days, but you try and put a smile on their face. It's all you can do.
And if you had any advice to someone who is a little hesitant to put themselves into intense customer service, what would you say to encourage them?
Customer service can be very intimidating, but it can be very rewarding at the same time. Like I said, somebody can come in having a bad day, and you can get them to leave with a smile on their face. That's all it is. One person at a time, and it's a very rewarding job. I would like to say thank you very much. I'm actually quite shocked. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.